This is a tapping sequence for EFT, and this is for anxiety. So to start out with, tune into your body and notice where you're feeling the anxiety. And now measure the level of this anxiety on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is you don't feel it at all, and 10 you feel it as strong as you've ever felt it. Now write the number down. We're going to start tapping on the karate chop point, and we're going to keep tapping there as I say the next three sentences. And then I'll tell you where to tap as I lead you through this EFT sequence. So tapping on the karate chop, even though I'm feeling anxious right now, and I don't like this feeling, I'm willing to accept myself anyway. Even though these feelings seem endless and hopeless, I'm willing to accept myself now. Even though I'm having these feelings, I'm willing to accept myself now. Tapping on the beginning of the eyebrow, all these feelings. Side of the eye, all this anxiety in my body. Tapping under the eye, I hate this feeling of anxiety. Under the nose, I want these feelings to move out of my body. Chin, all this anxiety that I'm feeling in my body. Collarbone, part of me is afraid to let go of this anxiety. Under the arm, all that anxiety. Collarbone, all that anxiety. Now take a breath and measure the level of anxiety. Just going inside and looking at that anxiety and give it a number anywhere between 0 and 10 and write down the number. And now we're going to tap karate chop point. Even though I still have some of this anxiety, I choose to accept all my feelings now. Even though I have anxiety, I know that if I bring my awareness to the here and now, that I can feel safe. Even though I have anxiety, I see that I'm no longer in danger right now. Tapping on the eyebrow, I know that in this moment I am safe. Side of the eye, although I can certainly feel anxious, I can also choose to focus on the safety that exists around me now. Under the eye, sometimes I need to feel anxiety. Under the nose, and sometimes I can let it go. Chin, I know my anxiety is just trying to protect me. Collarbone, I can thank my anxiety for its intention to protect me. Under the arm, I can feel it and release it more and more. Collarbone, more and more I can let it go. So now take another deep breath, let it out, and then measure the intensity and write the number down. Now this is going to be the last round of tapping. And what we're going to do is we're going to tap around the point, starting on the eyebrow, and we're going to say this remaining anxiety with each place we tap. So eyebrow, this remaining anxiety. Side of the eye, this remaining anxiety. Under the eye, any remaining anxiety. The nose, any remaining anxiety. Under the chin, remaining anxiety. Collarbone, remaining anxiety. And under the arm, remaining anxiety. And now measure it again. Take a breath and measure your anxiety level right now. If it's a 3 or above, then I'm going to give you an additional way to tap on that. If it's a 1 or 2 or 0, then that's perfect. That's exactly what you want, because you want to retain a little bit of anxiety. Now, if it's a 3 or above, here's what you're going to do to get rid of the remaining anxiety. You're going to alternate between the collarbone and under the arm, and you're just going to go remaining anxiety on the collarbone, remaining anxiety under the arm, back and forth, until it goes down to a 1 or a 2. I recommend that you tap every day for 5 times the first week. So you do it 5 times a day the first week. And the second week, just do it 2 to 3 times. The third week, just do it 1 time a day. And it's cumulative. So the more you do it, the more your body will absorb this and be able to move the feelings through you. So let me know how it works for you.